Well, good morning. This is Pastor Bob Spagnuolo of the Trinity Reformed Baptist Church. And today we begin a new journey. And this journey, I believe, is going to be very exciting as well as a challenge to what is normally preached and normally said about the New Testament scriptures. We're going to begin another study entitled The Development of the New Testament. And we're going to give credit where credit is due. We are using a book by the author named Arthur M. Ogden. And this particular book that we're using is currently out of print. We're going to be using his second edition, the copyright in 1995. And we have made contact with the son of the author, and apparently the son has desires to do another relook at his father's book and maybe do some editing or updating, and then hopefully make that book make it available once again. Well, in God's providence, I have several copies in my library. And the congregation here has decided to take this on as our next challenge. In essence, the bottom line to this particular book, the central argument, which is well established and well proven, as we shall see in the weeks ahead, takes the position that all of the New Testament, to include all of John's writings, the Gospel of John, his three epistles, and stirring up a lot of controversy, the book of the Revelation, were all written and completed prior to the year 70 AD and to the ultimate destruction of the city of Jerusalem at the hands of the Romans in fulfillment of the Olivet Discourse and in fulfillment to the book of the Revelation. Now, that goes against the grain in most conservative evangelical realms. Most of you, if you've been in church long enough, or you've gone to Bible college, or you've gone to seminary, or you get into so-called prophecy conferences, you are normally told that the book of Revelation was written during the reign of Domitian between 95 and 98 AD. And that would put the Apostle John as an extremely elderly man. And in the book of Revelation, he is told that he must still bring forth the word before kings and before peoples. And it's hard to conceive of somebody well up in age, probably in his 80s, if not close to 90, being let loose off the island Patmos and supposedly getting on a horseback and writing throughout Asia Minor, establishing churches and building them up in their most holy faith, well into his 80s or 90s. But if we place the book of Revelation, for instance, somewhere between 64 and 65 AD, then it makes sense that all the events that Jesus spoke about in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and the book of the Revelation, makes a whole lot of sense and seems to fit the historical context. So that's where we're going to go in this new study. So before you write me off, I would at least challenge you to give it a hearing and do your own investigation, as others in our church here have actually done and have come to the conclusion that the New Testament was completed and that the apostles did reach the known world in their lifetime, in that generation, with the gospel. Allow me to read to you the introduction to the book here. The material contained in this workbook originally appeared as 12 articles in the Guardian of Truth magazine in 1982. These are the words of Arthur M. Ogden, the author. The response was positive, and the Guardian of Truth Foundation printed the material in booklet form in 1983. Though the booklet was not highly advertised, it was well received. The second edition is a revision of the original work. It is divided into 13 chapters with home exercises for classroom use. The first 12 chapters contain the original material with revisions. The final chapter adds a postscript to the study. While the material is divided into 13 chapters, it is not expected that the material can be covered in 13 sessions. And so I'm going to let everyone know, I'm going to take my time on this. I am in no rush to complete this in 13 lessons. It may take at least double that, if not a few more. We recommend at least 2 sessions for each chapter, and more if needed. And that's the nesting battle plan that I will use in this study. This study can greatly enhance your learning experience. Of this material, Earl E. Robinson wrote June 9, 1983, quote, "This volume briefly gives the development of the New Testament in a form and style conducive to a quick comprehension as to how the New Testament came into being. The dates, composition, purpose, and other valuable information of all the books of the New Testament are covered in this volume." This idea of all the books of the New Testament being completed before AD 70 is not based on anything that the Church Fathers wrote. It's not based on anything that the Reformers may have written. It has nothing to do with any of the great men of the faith that have come well after the Apostles up to the present time. Mr. Ogden is going to use the internal evidence of each of the New Testament books to establish his position. And I believe that if you give the study a fair hearing, you yourself will be forced to come to the same conclusion. We feel this booklet will be used often in many households among Christians in a very beneficial way. Ogden Publications is happy to make this material available to you in this way. We believe you will find it a valuable asset in our study of God's Word. To this end, we dedicate this work. At this time, I'm going to let our church secretary explain to you the fact that this material is on our church website, and she's going to tell you with the son of the author has granted us permission to make it available, and just follow whatever instructions that she gives if you desire to access the booklet as well as the exercises.
Alex Ogden, the author's son, has given us permission to use the PDF version of the book that he sent to us for our immediate use. He said anybody that wants to follow this study with us is welcome to print off a copy of this material for their own use. The material is only approximately 60 pages long, so it's not a big book, it's a small one. For your own use, if you're studying along with us, you're welcome to make a copy of this. Just send us an email to trinityreformedbaptist@cox.net. Address is on our church website, trinityreformedbaptist.org. And you're welcome to contact us, and we will be happy to send you a copy of that PDF file for your own immediate use.
Before we go any further, if you by chance hear any excessive background noise, like a banging or a pounding, while we are recording this, we are having a new roof installed to our house. So we apologize if you hear any background noise. The house is not falling apart. We're just getting a new roof.